You know, it's always with the technical problems. I don't know why can't just get shit to... Here's the thing. I can get things to record, but then every time I go back to do it again, it's like starting all over. How come my microphone is turned all the way down? I got to go digging through all of these fucking settings to get to where the microphone is at. All right, so before we start making fun of Satanists, and they're not even real Satanists, as we'll find out. So we're going to play some special features from the Hail Satan video. We're going to do two of them. We're going to play interviews with some cuck Satanists, and then there is an interview with a real Satanist who looks like he needs to hit the gym. He looks a little sissified. He looks a little pansy-ish. We got to throw that out there because we got to be honest about these things. But before we do that, let me tell you the story. Let me tell you why I hate technology this weekend. I hate technology every weekend, but I really hate technology this weekend. So I get an email from a listener, and he donated cuck bucks. He donated a significant number of cuck bucks. And he says, hey, here's a giant chunk of cuck bucks. And I, sure enough, there was a giant chunk of cuck bucks showed up in my PayPal. And he wrote, since you like the movie Alien, you should try playing the video game Alien Isolation. You should do a video of that with some commentary. That could be pretty funny. And I thought, well, given the amount of cuck bucks that you've given me, I think I can do that. Because he even told me the game is on sale over on Steam right now. So I got Alien Isolation, Alien vs. Predator, and Colonial Marines. All three of those games for $20. So I'm like, all right, this is going to be, I'm going to do this video. This is going to be good times. So the first problem I run into is that the hard drive on the computer where I'm recording this right now, which is my game computer, doesn't have enough space to install all this stuff. I was like down to only about 10 gigabytes because the Star Wars game takes up, I don't know, some atrocious amount, 60 gigabytes or some shit. And when I put this computer together, I didn't put that big of a hard drive in there. It's just a 500 gigabyte hard drive, and it's shared between two Windows installations. And Linux is on a different hard drive. But I was intending to install the computer games that I have on CD and DVD, and you know, just so I didn't think I'd need that much room because I didn't know I was going to be reactivating my Steam account and actually purchasing a few games and installing them. And then I didn't know that I would be getting into the Star Wars thing and downloading that and blah, blah, blah. So I don't have enough hard drive space. So I said, well, I guess this is the time, break down, upgrade the hard drive. So I'm looking through my hard drives, and I see I got this 1 terabyte hard drive sitting here. It's got nothing on it. I'm like, hey, shit, this is great. I'll use this 1 terabyte hard drive. That'll give me plenty of room. So I use this software called Macrium Reflect. I'm pretty sure I pimped it before. I'll pimp it again. It's a really good piece of software. You can get a paid version. You can also get a free version. The free version works just fine. That's what I use. You use it to back up your hard drives. You can also use it to clone. So I was able to clone the entire hard drive, partition tables, everything. All the information on it. I was able to clone both of these Windows installations, the entire 500 gigabyte hard drive, cloned to a 1 terabyte hard drive. Took 5 hours. So I get that all done. And this is, I think it's maybe Thursday or Friday. I don't remember for sure. So I get that all done. I fire up the new hard drive. All right, everything's going great. And I'm checking it out. And over in the smart report, everything looks good. But there's two little errors in there. I'm like, well, okay, not that big of a deal, I don't think. Everything should be fine. That's foreshadowing right there. So I set everything up. Everything's running great. New hard drive. Overnight, I have it downloading and installing the 3 Alien games. All right, so get up the next morning. That's done. So I'm doing my test runs. So I don't want to play Alien Isolation yet until I've got the video and everything figured out, because I want to go into it fresh and, you know, just experience it live. So I'm testing out, trying to record, emphasis on trying. There is no try. There's either do or there is do not. And I was do notting. There's a lot of do notting. I was attempting to record me playing Alien versus Predator using the Streamlabs. Well, the thing is, I got the two monitors. You put the Streamlabs on the one monitor, you got the game on the other monitor. But when the game would click on, I would lose the Streamlabs. The other monitor would go blank. And so I'm not really sure if I'm recording or not. I like being able to see the Streamlabs screen, because right now I can look at it. I can see what's being recorded. I can see the little line for the microphone bouncing up and down, so I know that my fucking voice is going in there. I like that. I appreciate knowing, getting some feedback. So I can't get that to quite work. God damn it. So then there's the NVIDIA GeForce thing that comes with the NVIDIA card, which you can use to do screen recording, which also does, I figured out, separate audio tracks, because that's the other thing. I want the separate audio tracks, right? I want the video game on one track. I want me on the other track, so I can balance it out if need be. So the NVIDIA thing, well, it does this too. But the thing about NVIDIA, there's really no feedback that it's working. So anyhow, I'm messing with these two things, and I think, all right, maybe, fuck, at some point, I'm just going to have to suck it up and do it. So I fuck with these for hours, testing them out. I get a test recording. So then I fire up the video editor, because I got this new video editing software. It's called DaVinci. It's free. And it's actually pretty goddamn impressive. If I remember, I'll put a link in the show notes. I mean, it's up there with Adobe Premiere, which cost a bunch of money. This video editor is pretty fucking hot. And the advantage it has over Adobe Premiere is that it edits video clips with multiple audio tracks. And you can do them separately, and you can balance them out, so you can turn one audio track up and the other audio track down if you need to. It's got, as far as I could tell, I haven't messed with a whole lot, but it's got like a full-fledged audio editor built into it. So far, really good chunk of software. So I load this thing up into DaVinci to do my test editing. All of a sudden, the computer freezes. I'm like, what the fuck? All right, thanks, Windows. Thanks for freezing. So it's not doing anything. All right, so I walk away from it like you do when Windows freezes and locks up. I come back, and I get the blue screen of death. I'm like, what the hell? It's got the error message, which, who cares? No one looks at the fucking error message when you get the blue screen of death. It's not like you're going to decipher it and figure it out. It doesn't matter. So I just power the computer down. Repower the computer. Does its thing. And then you get the error message. No bootable device found. I'm like, what do you mean no bootable device? Is it? And I'm like, ah, shit. So I pull out the new hard drive. I slap in the old hard drive. Thing fires right up. So I'm like, great. And it's actually not a new hard drive. It's actually a used hard drive that's been floating around for a while. And I know where it came from. It was a hard drive that was owned by somebody else previous to me. And that person doesn't know anything about computers, so God knows how abused it had been. So I take that hard drive and I drop it into a hard bay hard drive dock on my other computer just to fire it up to see, run some diagnostics, see what's going on. Nothing. The computer does not even recognize it as a hard drive. It's just a brick. So, 5 hours cloning the drives, you know, an hour fucking around, making sure everything's working. You got to start Windows. It's got to install a new driver for a new hard drive, blah, 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 blah. Then, you know, 10 hours of installing the video games. All of that shot to shit. So fortunately, you know, I still have the original hard drive, so I haven't really lost anything other than time and patience, both of which I'm pretty short on. There's only one thing I'm not short on. If you don't know what that is, you can ask your girlfriend. She'll tell you. And so I go digging through my hard drives again, and this time I found two terabyte hard drives floating around that I had bought a long time ago, and I thought I was having hard drive problems. It really turned out to be problems with the external dock, and so the hard drives I thought were dying weren't dying. So I have these two almost brand new, less than 200 hours on them, 2 terabyte hard drives. So I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. I guess we're going to go 2 terabytes. So redid, cloned. So now we're sitting here. The computer's up and running again with a 2 terabyte hard drive. So I got 1.3 terabytes on the Windows installation that I use for playing games. So I got plenty of room now for computer games, which is exactly what I need, is more computer games. So now tonight, tonight I might back everything up that I got. Then tomorrow night being Monday, because I'm recording this on Sunday. Tomorrow night, I will download and install Alien Isolation. And then whenever I manage to fucking get around to it, because I'll actually be working this week. It is, right now, it is negative 2.6 degrees outside here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. I think it got up to about 15 today, maybe, in the sun. And it snowed, and I got to work outside tomorrow. Though tomorrow it's supposed to be a lovely, beautiful 20 degrees. So, I mean, you know what? I'll take 20 over negative 2. So it's also right now 5 o'clock, which is about the time I'll be wrapping up tomorrow. So hopefully it will not be negative 2 tomorrow when we're finishing up. Unless we're finishing up either indoors or in your girlfriend. So that's the computer saga. And of course, what I also lost was all the tweaking I did on the Streamlabs and the GeForce in order to get things the way I thought they needed to be to make quality video without being file sizes that are too ginormous. Because my natural tendency is to get the ginormous files and get the best quality, since I'm going to load it into a video editor and then export it. But the best file size gets really fucking ginormous, and so I have to get over that and just deal with the quality maybe not being freaking motion picture level perfection. So that's what I've done for the last couple of days, is get pissed off at computer software. All right. Now, having told you that exciting story, let's get back to making fun of cucked Satanist. Why Satan? Answered by members of the Satanic Temple. Now, I got to remember to take screenshots. Let me get this over here. Make sure this is working. Is this working? Or is this going to work? Can this possibly work? What are the odds? There it goes. It took the goddamn screenshot. Thank you. Thank you for cooperating, technology. Let's see if this works. Here it is. Oh, yeah. Why Satan?
Tell us. The common question with TST is why do you embrace Satan as the central metaphor of your religion? And the reason for that is, and it's, I mean, we've all said this many, many times, you know, I mean, Satan is the ultimate rebel.
Okay, Satan is the ultimate rebel. This is why the cuck Satanists embrace Satan as the central metaphor of their religion, because Satan is the ultimate rebel. And all of these people are leftist. All of these people are socialist. All of these people are pro-abortion. All of these people vote Democrat. Almost all of these people, there'll be screenshots in the show notes, are wearing black. Most of these people, all the women are fat. All of them are ugly. They all have, the men, for the most part, have scruffy-looking beards. Right? There's nothing, all of these people right now are walking around with diapers on their faces. All of these people are going to get the vaccine. All of these people believe in the Wuhan. All of these people think that Orange Man is bad. All of these people have a BLM sticker on their car. Right? There is nothing about these fucktards that is rebellion. Not a goddamn thing. These are the biggest fucking conformist losers on the planet Earth right now.
The rebel against tyranny.
The rebel against tyranny. Put on your fucking face diaper. Get your vaccine. Pay your taxes. No, you can't have freedom of speech. Oh, you said something about Jews. We're taking away your Twitter account. These people think that they're rebels against tyranny.
And authority.
Which
is very punk rock.
Very punk rock. This guy also has yellow teeth. And here's the fucking tranny. God, this fucking thing is disgusting and ugly.
The whole metaphor thing is lost.
The whole metaphor thing is lost.
They don't get it. Well, why use Satan? Why adopt someone else's icon?
Well, because you're leftist and you can't create anything on yourselves. Now, this next chick, oh my God, this chick is fat and ugly. She's got the tattoo. She's got the rolling fat. She's got the fucking fake red hair. I mean, who would want to hang out with these people?
I don't view Satan as evil. I view him as an opposing viewpoint.
Yes, because you leftists are really into opposing viewpoints. Yes, you really love opposing viewpoints, don't you? Yes.
If the Bible's to be believed, then he introduced knowledge to humanity. If you look at the literary figure, he's the one closest to humanity in that
really?
he's cast away kind of his angelic being and embraced more of a mortal.
Did he cast it away or was he cast out? I'm not a biblical scholar here, but I thought he was cast out.
Or physical.
Now, he may have been cast out for being a rabble-rouser, but once again, you guys are not rabble-rousers. You people, it's just, this is what kills me. Maybe more than anything else about these fucking cucked Satanists is that they think they're such rebels. They think they're anti-authoritarian. You know, they think that they're living in this theocratic, totalitarian dictatorship where anyone who isn't an avowed Christian is being dragged out of their homes in the night and killed or something. Right? You know, they think that they're really standing up against tyranny. And as you and I know, because we're not stupid, people just like these, you've heard me read enough about what they've done and said, blah, blah, these people are the tyranny. These fucking idiots are lockstep in line with the corporations firing people for not celebrating Fag Pride Day. These people are lockstep in alignment with social media banning people's accounts for questioning the Holocaust, right? The idea that these fucking overweight, fucking flabby tattooed, pale skinned, fake hair colored, black wearing fucking dipshits are some kind of fucking rebels who are standing up against tyranny. They have created in their minds this entire fucking fiction of who they are and what they are doing with their worthless fucking parasitical fighting for 15 where's my universal basic income lives.
Life.
And there's the literary side of it, which is the 1600s Miltonian kind of what they call the romantic Satanism. Literary Satan, that's what he did. He saw God as the tyrant.
See, once again, see, Satan saw God as the tyrant, and we're Satanists. See, we see tyrants, too, and we're opposed to tyrants.
Satanism kind of turns upside down what good and evil is, and it points out the hypocrisy of all those that claim righteousness.
Like you. I mean, you claim righteousness. You claim BLM. You claim Wuhan hoax. You claim fucking magic cloth. You claim Orange Man bad. You claim minimum wage. You claim taxation. You claim who will build the roads. You claim killing unborn children. Right? You claim all of this worship.
What I am most drawn to is kind of a classical Miltonic Luciferian fallen angel aesthetic.
This guy is trying way too hard to sound intellectual.
Myth. Why Satan? You know, you get the heavy metal answer. It's like, oh, it is God. The most extreme.
It's the most, it's extreme, dude. Dude, it's extreme.
You know, just embracing antagonism. Embracing.
Once again, embracing antagonism. This is coming from somebody who, if you say anything on Twitter that isn't fucking in line with leftist, you're going to get censored. Right, but this guy thinks he's embracing antagonism.
You know, blasphemy.
What does Satan mean to you? He could be the adversary. He could be the light bringer. You know, there's so many different interpretations of Satanism. Not one of them is correct. You know, not...
Right, because it's just, well... Yeah, actually there is. There is a correct version. It's the version Anton LaVey created. But you, and this is what leftists do, leftists create all these weird versions of reality so that they can pick and choose whichever particular version they want to use at any given moment based on which of those versions they think will result in what they want, right? For example, we know that only white people can be racist, but we also know that there's no such thing as white people.
Not one of them is the absolute truth of Satan. It's a story. I've always identified with the Satan as like
always
the whimsical trickster.
I've always been drawn to anything that was dark. I mean,
and this is Duck Dynasty. He's got him his big old beard hanging down. He's got his Duck Dynasty beard and with his streaks of gray in it. He just sounds like a good old boy. Woohoo!
That's my personality. That's what
your
I
your personality, dude. You're wearing all black with a pentagram hanging around your neck on a chain, and you have a Duck Dynasty beard. Okay, you have no personality. There's no personality here. You are a fucking clone. You are an NPC. Okay.
Anything dark, anything. What scares most people intrigues me. So.
He's also got this weird smile, like he's faking it really hard. I need to screenshot this ugly fucker. Got it.
Using the imagery.
Oh, then we have our first token black man. And he's wearing a red hat with little devil horns on it. I mean, they're so original. They're just, it's like, oh God, you've heard this from me before, but I just can't get over this. I'm a Satanist. Look at me. I'm wearing black. I'm a Satanist. Look at me. I have a necklace with a pentagram on it. I'm a Satanist. Look at me. I'm wearing a red hat with devil horns. Oh my God. Look at me. I'm like the emo kids in high school. I have, and that's what this is. This is like watching high school kids. I mean, I don't think any of these people have any kind of fully formed psyche or id or identity or anything like that. They're so NPC that this is the one part of their life that to them stands out, right? I'm a Satanist. I mean, I'm an anarcho-capitalist, but I can shut up about it. I don't have to fucking wear black and yellow clothes all the time with the giant fucking A symbol on it, right? I mean, goddamn, is this the only life you people have? And the answer is yes. This is like watching the fucking uncool kids in high school trying to pretend that they're cool.
And the ideal of Satan, that all evil thing, I just like the idea of being a Satanist.
He just likes the idea of being a Satanist. You know, he doesn't really understand. I mean, he is black. He has an IQ of 85. So I don't expect a lot from him. But he just likes the idea.
I like the idea of being that thing that they fear the most.
And here we, nobody's afraid of you, all you leftists, the feminists, the BLM, all of you people, they're afraid. They're afraid. I'm so sick of hearing how white people who don't exist are afraid of you. No, we're not afraid. Nobody's afraid of you with your little red hat with your devil horns on it, talking about how you're a Satanist. Nobody's afraid of you. We just want you to shut up and go away because you're not a Satanist and you're a loser. We just want you, you know, the Christians, they want you to go away because you're a Satanist. I want you to go away because you're not a Satanist. And all of us want you to go away because you're a loser.
You have to be able to have a little bit of fun with it, because whenever you are essentially a target of everyone.
Okay, now this loser faggot, this guy's had a lot of dicks in his mouth, and he's also got the little metal piece of metal stuck in his lower lip. You know, when you're everybody's target, once again, dude, you're a leftist. You're nobody's target. Okay? You're a homosexual Democrat. That you are no one's target. No one is banning you from social media. Nobody is firing you from your job for being a fag. I mean, there, you are no one's target. You people are making this shit up in a desperate attempt to glorify yourselves and to make it look like you have some reason to be on the planet Earth other than just being a parasite on people that actually produce things.
That's the downside to, you know, to the
That's
whole
the
why
downside.
Satan thing. Because, you know, you...
And he knows about going down, let me tell you what.
You are a target to everyone. You are... There is a war against what you're doing.
No, there's no war against fucking left-wing statist who call themselves Satanist. There is no war against the cucked church, temple. Keep calling it the church. It's not the church. The cucked temple of Satan. There is no war against you. None.
We have been accused of being trolls, and that is very, very far from what we're doing.
Right, because trolls are actually performing a public service. Trolling actually requires some talent and some effort and some talent and some effort. And some talent and some effort. Now this chick, oh my God, this chick is fucking, okay, fat, bright blue hair, necklace with it, I can't tell for sure, it looks like it might be a skull or something, black clothing, of course, pasty white skin, and in addition to all that, she's got in some contact lenses that make her eyes glow white, like one of my Star Wars characters who actually has white eyes. She has white eyes. She looks like a fucking character out of Star Wars.
Because there is definitely a sincere aspect to it, and a lot of people don't think that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's really sincere. The sincere part is when you're voting for Democrats and wanting more taxation and hating white people and supporting the murder of unborn children and trying to get people put in jail for being different than you and trying to get people fired from their jobs for being different from you and getting people removed from social media for being different than you and getting people's books censored for being different from you.
I'm correcting people all the time.
I'm sure you are, because you're a fucking fat woman, and I'm sure you spend most of your life telling other people how wrong they are.
Like, oh, the Satanic Temple, they're just here to screw with the Christians. You know, they're not serious. They're like the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
No, you are here to screw with the Christians. That's the entire documentary was about you guys screwing with Christians.
And I'm like, no, actually,
yes.
I mean, yeah, there are people who are involved for that, and why not, you know, but there are definitely people.
As long as you don't screw with the Jews, right? As long as we never question the holiness and the purity of the 6 million.
Who it is a very deep and sincere thing.
Right.
To be involved as well. And I am one of those people.
You're also fat
people
and ugly.
People do respond. Humans do respond to symbolism.
Here's our second token black man. He's fat. He's wearing black. He's got the necklace. I'm pretty sure it has a pentagram on it. I mean, the cookie cutters, cookie cutter after cookie cutter, NPC after NPC. They're such rebels. Oh, my God, they're rebels.
You know, I don't wear this pentagram for nothing.
Oh, it's a pentagram. He just admitted to it. No, you wear the pentagram because you're a loser.
Something to me. It means something as a part of my core being. Well, Satan.
Your core being. Right. Because you could find your core being.
Satanism to me is about self-empowerment.
Self-empowerment. Is that like BLM riots? Is that kind of self-empowerment?
It's liberating in a way, not having to worry about my eternal soul. Like, you know,
well,
I know you don't have one.
I
know as long as I follow my sincerely held religious beliefs, which are embodied by the seven tenets.
As long as I do whatever I want to, because we've talked about the seven tenets, they basically mean anything. They're you can tell they were written by women and feminine men, right? Because men make decisions, women collect choices. You know, the seven tenets give you all kinds of leeway to basically do anything you want to do.
I can sleep pretty comfortable at night.
Am I afraid of hell? It's still in the back of my mind in a lot of ways. Growing up, hearing that that's a real thing. You know, people do respond to fear, and, you know, that was very true for me.
Yeah, that's why leftists like yourself use fear to control people. Fear of the Wuhan, fear of losing their jobs.
I've had a nightmare about hell as recently as, I want to say, 2016.
He had a nightmare about hell.
In embracing the Satanic Temple and embracing Satanism, I've sort of made that fear my own. I've sort of taken that and spun it on its head, and it's allowed me to let go of a lot of those trappings.
So he is like seriously terrified of hell. And becoming a Satanist has helped him get over that. I mean, if hell is not real, then there's nothing to be terrified of, right? Okay. If hell is real, becoming a Satanist and a libtard, and remember, again, they're not real Satanists, they're just liberals, they're cosplaying. If hell is not real, there's nothing to be afraid of. If hell is real, you cosplaying as a Satanist and actually being a leftist is not going to save you from going there, unless God is, of course, a total fucking cuck, which is actually a possibility when you look at the work that he's done.
Out of that that imagery, when you take on the boogeyman as sort of like this mascot, you can't really be scared of it anymore.
I mean, it's a religion of liberation. It's a religion of finding peace within yourself, in your own flaws, accepting mistakes, that people are fallible.
And trying to control everyone else.
Not pushing it on other people.
And trying to control other people. Put a muzzle on. Don't come within 6 feet of me. Oh, you said what in your Twitter account? Well, we're going to have to fire you from your job.
That's revolutionary compared to, you know, this groveling you're supposed to do for a Abrahamic God.
But you mean the groveling that you're supposed to do to the homosexual agenda? The groveling you're supposed to do to unisex bathrooms? The groveling that we're expected to do to how the patriarchy has oppressed everybody? And the groveling we're supposed to do to the 37 different flavors of gender? And the groveling we're supposed to do to BLM? How we're supposed to get down and grovel and get on our knees and ask forgiveness of black? You know, that kind of groveling?
He was a sadistic fuck who wants to punish everybody.
Oh, that sounds like liberals.
what...
Like, just the complete lack of self-awareness that these people have is stunning.
We see a lot of right now.
Is NPCs like you, with your gray beard and your black clothing, trying to sound like you're an intellectual, but the actual reason you're talking this slowly and deliberately is because you're trying to read what's written in front of you.
Is a theocratic agenda.
Theocratic agenda.
What they want is these abusive, predatory institutions.
I assume you're talking about the pharmaceutical corporations that are going to give everybody an untested vaccine, right? Is that the predatory organization we're talking about here? Maybe he's talking about going to talk about the Federal Reserve.
Ideas that just crush people's lives.
Oh, you mean like shutting down the economy and telling people they can't go to work anymore and plunging them into unemployment?
To be forced on all of us.
Oh, that, because forcing things on people is bad, okay? Hey, by the way, we have some new laws.
There is a predominant mythology that we find detrimental to a lot of people's lives that's hurt a lot of people.
It's called the Wuhan hoax. It's also called statism. Oh, wait, I bet that's not... There's also fiat currency. I bet none of those are what we're going to talk about. See, once again, notice how this is all just focused on hating Christianity.
That's spread across the country, that is permeating into the public life, and we are the other side of it.
No, you're not. You're a fucking loser.
Nation of God means, you know, looking down on immigrants. It means...
All right, so this little spiel this token black guy with his IQ of 85 is about to give is really nauseating. So, hang on. We're going to actually back up here. This is worth backing up for.
And we are the other side of it.
Being a nation of God means...
Being a nation of God means... Okay, so God, being a nation of God, means these things that he's about to list. Now, are we sure it's God? Because does this include... See, here's what I need to know. Does this include the Islamic God and the fucking kike God? Or is this just the, you know, Catholic, Christian, Baptist, Jehovah Witness God? I really need to know. Does this include the God of the kikes and the God of the camel fuckers?
You know, looking down on immigrants.
Looking down on immigrants. God looks, because we are a nation of God, we look down on immigrants.
Means restricting the voices in the bodies of women.
The voices and bodies of women. Yes, because women just can't fucking talk enough and get enough abortions, right? We're just not getting enough women's voices. And my God, those women, they just cannot get enough abortions.
It means demonizing our gay and trans and lesbian.
Mentally ill, and lesbians don't exist. So we're not demonizing, I don't know what demonizing means. I mean, homosexuals are homosexuality is not a sexual orientation. Homosexuality in men is a reaction to the trauma of being abused as children. It's more like more than anything, it's like PTSD. Is that, yeah, post-traumatic distress, you know, PTSD, PD, whatever the fuck it is. Go find a woman. She'll know. She can tell you all about it, along with her fucking bipolar shit. Whatever it is that soldiers have when they go into combat, right? Homosexuals were sexually abused as children. This is a way of them dealing with it. They're homosexuals not because they're attracted to other men. They're homosexuals because they were fucking abused as children. It is an emotional response to the abuse. Trannies are mentally ill, except for the ones that just want attention. And lesbians don't really exist because, as I've been saying for years, all women are bisexual.
And you know, people of all genders and sexualities.
And all genders of sex. Oh my God, just everyone's so oppressed.
For the crime of being born of who they are.
Okay, so what if you're born a heterosexual white man who wants to work for a living and doesn't want to be surrounded by fags and doesn't want to vote Democrat and doesn't want to look at Joseph Biden on television touching small children and doesn't want to wear a muzzle? Oh, well, now you're a terrible person.
If being, you know, a nation of God means all of those things.
Well, it doesn't mean all of those things. That's something you made up.
Then I will gladly embrace Satan.
Would you gladly leave? Would you leave this nation of God and go someplace where everybody loves trannies and loves women getting abortions and where women can talk all they want and no one ever tells women to shut the fuck up?
Absolutely.
All right, that was that. Now we're going to listen to The Original Satanist, an interview of Satan Magister David Harris, who, like I said, he needs to go to the gym. He looks a little foppish, sissy boyish.
There's always been this notion that the Church of Satan died with Anton LaVey in 1997, and that is obviously not true. To allow other people to try and glom on and ride the coattails of something that we have very well established for over 50 years is not something we're willing to do.
Exactly, and that's what the Cuck Satanic Temple is doing, right? The Church of Satan has been there for over 50 years. They've been doing this, and these fucking loser left. And again, it's what women always do, right? What do? Women see something that they're not a part of. Women go to the thing they're not a part of. They force their way into it. And then they fucking try to change it to suit themselves. And that's exactly what the Cuck Temple of Satan is. It's a bunch of goddamn women who are trying to get into Satanism and then change Satanism from what it is into left-wing statism, into femistatism, into, oh my God, the women's are oppressed and we need more abortions and taxes need to be higher and white man bad, okay?
My name is David Harris. And I'm a magister in the Church of Satan. Well, the books written by Dr. LaVey, of course, are important. Satanic Bible, Satanic Rituals, The Satanic Witch. Anton LaVey, of course, formally codified Satanism in 1966 and was the first person to do so. And he codified a philosophy and a religion in an era where spirituality was at its height in the 60s. Codified a philosophy and a religion that was inherently anti-spiritual, was very much of this world. He almost did it in a way as sort of a fuck you to the hippies, in the sense that there was all of this peace, love, and, you know, togetherness, and that's just not human nature. There is no such thing.
Exactly. That is just not human nature. And we can see that because the leftists who claim to be all into compassion and diversity and shit, I mean, what is their response to people who are different than them? Well, those people have to be silenced. Those people have to be fired from their jobs. Those people have to be shoved out of society. Those people have to be banned. Those people have to be made illegal.
As true altruism, all altruism is selfish in nature.
Exactly.
Because if it didn't make you feel good,
you wouldn't do it.
We are, at the end of the day, probably the most vicious animal to walk the planet. Nature is a brutal and harsh gardener. We very much believe in the notion of stratification. Water will seek its own level.
Exactly. There is no fucking equality. None.
And those who are naturally better than others will succeed over those that are not.
Exactly.
So when we say that, you know, there are a lot of sad, pathetic people out there, it's because those people are sad and pathetic by choice.
Right.
They're choosing a life of mediocrity. They
exactly.
are choosing.
The patriarchy is not coming and forcing them to be unhappy. They are unhappy because they're fucking sad little pathetic people who have chosen this. And then they try to manifest this in the world in trying to make themselves, in order to, hold on, let me start that over. They manifest this in the world. By voting for politicians that they think are going to make them feel safe. Right, once again, the whole Wuhan hoax. We're going through this because these sad little pathetic people who are overweight, unhealthy, don't exercise, don't eat right, they're afraid of dying. And because they're sad and pathetic and unhealthy and all this other stuff by choice, they support the state mandating everybody wear a fucking face diaper and stand 6 feet apart and get a vaccination.
This position that they're complaining about. And as a result, they are exactly where they should be.
Exactly where they should be.
We tell people, we don't all have to get along. You know, as a group of radical individualists, we're not all going to see the world the same way. We're not all going to see the world, you know, in terms of each other's personal needs and wants.
Right, and this is another key difference between the Church of Satan and the Cuck Temple of Satan. Like I said, in the Cuck Temple of Satan, they're all leftist, every fucking one of them. There is no fucking diversity of thought or philosophy or worldview.
Seeing them in terms of our own. So it's that speaks to the notion of how there can be no unified satanic political agenda. I know personally Satanists who are avowed communists, socialists, moderates, Republicans, Democrats, libertarians, I'll raise my hand on that one, and everything in between, because no two Satanists have the same political philosophy.
Exactly, and he's right. That's why the Church of Satan does not have any political function, right? There is no political platform. There is no political agenda to the Church of Satan.
There are groups who use the word Satan to try to push some kind of a political agenda out in the public, and they're using it to just grab headlines
and get attention.
I suppose more recently, of course, there's the Satanic Temple. They're using the word Satan to scare goofy Christians.
Right.
And it's not Satanism. It's political advocacy wrapped in trappings.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Well, they say they're Satanists.
And they would be wrong.
They are wrong. And they're wrong.
They're picking fights to try to get Christianity out of government. If I'm not mistaken, their end goal is to eliminate that from the government dogma. And the way that they're doing it is by interjecting themselves as unwanted interlopers into that paradigm.
Which is what leftists do, though, is they inject themselves as unwanted interlopers into everything. Because leftists need to control other people. That's why they run around talking about how rebellious they are and how they're standing up to tyranny, right? Because they're trying to control other people. And when your whole fucking purpose in being alive is to control other people, you can't go around saying, hey, I'm trying to control other people. So what do? You run around and you say shit like, I'm opposed to tyranny. Because the stupid people will believe you. And because it sounds good. And because it's like we see with fucking anti-fags, right? The anti-fags are actual fascists. And they call themselves anti-fascist. And stupid people think that the fascist calling themselves anti-fascist are actually not fascist. Because that's what they said. But they said they're not fascist, right? It's like if I'm raping a woman, and while I'm raping her, I say to her, I'm not raping you. If she's a typical NPC stupid bitch, she will believe that I am not raping her, even though I'm raping her while I'm telling her I'm not raping her. Because NPCs are that fucking stupid.
You don't stop people from pissing in the pool by pissing in the pool.
Because
at the end
retard.
Of the day, who cares? It doesn't mean any. It's paying lip service to something that's not real. And if people want to waste their time doing it, I don't care. So it's not them taking that fight up that I take issue with and that we take issue with. It's them taking that fight up in the name of Satanism.
Exactly. Again, if you want to fucking campaign against fucking the Ten Commandments statue, no one gives a shit. It's your life to waste. Although, once again, they're all obsessed with controlling my life. But we Satanists don't give a flying fuck what you losers do with your life if you could just go away and leave us alone. But you can't do that. But it's when you're running around doing this stupid shit, wearing your fucking black clothes with your little pentagrams, cosplaying as a goddamn Satanist, at the same time you're cosplaying the fucking zombie apocalypse. That's what fucking pisses us off.
Being wary of how Satanism is defined in the public discussion is important because it's important for people to know what Satanism is and what Satanism isn't.
And Satanism is not fucking liberalism, okay? For all you religious people who listen, you know, you can get your panties in a wad over Satanism and shit like that. Let me tell you, as I've done podcasts way back in the dark ages of this podcast on this before, Satanist, real Satanist, do not sacrifice children. We don't have sex with children. We do kill people under the right circumstances, but those people have to be adults, which is why we can kill so few people today, because there's hardly any fucking adults. And we're not leftist. Okay, we're not fucking libtards.
Now there is this misconception that Satanists en masse are some kind of political advocacy group. And that's also not true, because we're not. Satanists are pursuing their own personal desires, their own personal goals.
Exactly.
That's what Satanism is. That's what Satanism accomplishes for the individual. We're finding more of the right kinds of people, the people who are wanting to do and be and create and pursue their goals through the application of the philosophy. And the first 50 years have been fantastic. Tremendous body of work has been created by a variety of members. And the next 50 years are going to be even better.